Welcome to the Airplane Geeks Podcast. This is episode 83 of the show where we talk aviation. But today we're bringing you a special event being broadcast live on Ustream. At least the audio is not functioning on Ustream, but the video is. But before we tell you about that, let me introduce our usual cadre of co-hosts. First up, we have Dan Webb. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Rob Mark also joins us.
Hey, hi, good evening.
And, of course, David Vanderhoof.
Hello.
Well, what we have for you today is Aviation Jeopardy. This is similar to the Jeopardy game you see on TV where we pose answers and the contestants have to come up with the correct questions. All these, of course, with an aviation theme. We have three amazing contestants, and our game host is Benay Wilson from Aviation Week. Hello, Benay.
Hello, Max. Glad to be here.
We also have Steve Frischling with us, and since he came up with the answers, he gets to be the judge. Steve, you still struggling with your TSA modified Mac, or have you got something working?
I now have a nice shiny new Mac, and for the record, I came up with the whole concept of this bizarre game.
Fantastic. Okay, well, before we get started, I'll just mention that we'll be keeping a score and monitoring the chat room and passing along that information for you folks listening and watching. So I'll turn it over to Benay, who's going to introduce our three contestants and start the game.
Thanks, Max. I want to say hello to everyone and a special shout out to our regular Twitter followers. First up, we have Brett Snyder. You all know him and love him as the Cranky Flyer. Brett is like the brother I never wanted to have. We all know that Brett is a big old airplane geek. We know the story about how he got his travel agent's license at the tender age of 12 and has been an aviation geek ever since. Brett, thank you for joining us.
That was a surprisingly nice introduction, Benay. I expected far worse.
It's going to get worse. Don't worry.
Excellent.
Next up, we have Henry Hartevelt. Henry, we're delighted to have you here. Henry is also a big aviation geek. I have it on good authority that he is, in fact, one of the bidders for the Donald's 727 jet. And he is also Brett Snyder's personal dresser. Henry, thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure, Benay.
And last but certainly not least, Phil. Phil and Al Roker are like this. They are like twins separated from birth. Phil is the founder of NYCAviation.com, and he's on Twitter as such, one of my favorite personal favorites. And Phil, thank you for joining us tonight, too.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So let's get on with the game, gentlemen, shall we?
Sure.
Let's go for it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you all the categories.
To introduce what our little sounds are?
Oh, that's a good idea. So we all know who's who. Brett, can you go first?
Roger.
Terrain. Henry, please.
Let's see if this works.
And Phil. And Phil.
And Phil.
This might be Roger easier to win
harder.
Than
womp, 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 womp.
Got it.
There you go.
That's a Thank you, gentlemen. Now, let's get to the categories. We have three-holers, liveries, history, airport names, and cornucopia. So, let's get started. Brett, you go first.
Right. How about airport names for 200?
Kansas City. Go ahead.
Mid-Continent International.
That is correct. Phil, you have control of the board.
That was Henry.
Ooh, sorry. Henry, you have control of the board.
Wait.
Max, the board isn't updating, by the way, for some reason. Oh, there we go.
Never mind. Is updating.
Now it just went. All right.
Okay, so liveries for 200, please.
Winged Harp.
Terrain.
Ryanair.
That is correct. Brett.
Okay. But before you go, Max, for some reason, did you go to Orlando accidentally, or are you back on to Ryanair?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a, went to, There's a delay. There's a lag in the.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Good. That gives us time for me to type.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett.
Yeah. I'll take three holers for 400.
This company is the largest operator of three holers worldwide.
Terrain.
Brett.
I assume we're using a similar definition here. FedEx?
That is correct.
Sweet.
Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah. How about Cornucopia for 200?
Walter Varney helped to establish these two airlines. Brett was first.
It was Continental and United?
That is correct.
That wasn't in Property Jeopardy form, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Questions, right?
Nope, sorry.
Question.
Oh, what the hell? Cornucopia for 1,000.
Ooh.
Yes.
1,000. One can find a lit TWA sign in this airport terminal. Henry?
What is JFK Terminal T5?
Correct. You have control of the board, Henry.
Okay. Let's see. So let's take a look at history for 200, please.
Okay.
Terrain.
I'm sorry, Mike. The question is not showing up.
Yeah.
What is December 4th, 1991?
In Miami, Florida.
Yeah, that's it. That's the question.
That's the question.
That's the question.
That's the answer. The question is...
That would be Brett. Go ahead.
What was the date of Pan Am's last flight?
That is correct, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you. I can't...
That's correct.
Yeah, for Binet, for maybe I didn't send you the most update. For some reason, the history column doesn't work in the older version of the PowerPoint I sent you. But the newer one I sent you works. Yeah, it's a bug in PowerPoint. If you have a comma in a slide title, hyperlinks don't work. It's been a bug since PowerPoint 2002. They just haven't decided to fix it yet.
You're going to have to jump in then on the history. Okay.
Henry, 1,200. Brett, 600.
Oh,
Phil,
right.
4.
Yeah. Duh.
Phil, 4.
Okay. So, Brett, you have control of the board.
Okay. Three holers for 800.
The answer is the Whisper Liner.
I think Phil was first.
I think I heard
Whittier.
Yeah. I think Phil was first, yes.
Lockheed Elton 11?
Correct.
Not quite.
Phil.
Not quite. Ooh. Not quite.
Not quite.
Eastern Airlines Lockheed Elton.
What is Eastern Airlines?
What is the Eastern Airlines Lockheed Elton 11?
That's the correct answer.
That's the correct answer.
No, that's the correct question.
That's right.
Yes.
Phil, you have control of the board.
All right, I'll take three holders for 600, please.
This company is currently the largest operator of passenger three holers.
Ooh, silence.
Terrain.
Brett?
What is KLM?
Correct.
Ooh. God, it's sad that that's all that's left.
Go ahead.
Let's stick with the three holers, but let's go for it all here. 1,000.
Okay. The DC-10 Sport. Phil.
What is the, MD-11? Yeah, no, that's wrong.
Terrain.
Brett.
What is the DC-10-15?
That's correct.
Yes.
What is quick search on Google while you're doing the answers?
No fair.
Oh, Google. I'm not touching Google.
Brett has control of the board, gentlemen.
DC-10-15, a little hot and high there.
Thank you, Brett.
Well, I just want to prove I'm not Googling here. Let's finish out three-holers for 200.
This aircraft is the most successful three-holer ever produced. I think Henry was first.
Yep. What was the Boeing 727 series?
That is correct, Henry. You now have control of the board.
Okay. Hold on.
Rob, do you got score?
No, I'm sorry. I lost track of it.
Oh.
Well, I... Yeah, you... Sorry.
Okay, when was the last time you had an accurate score?
All right. Well, look, Henry got Cornucopia for 1,000. I got three holers for 600 and 1,000.
I got his.
Phil, you got 800, right?
Yeah, I got the 800.
Phil's got 800. Henry's got 1,600. And Brett, you've got 1,600 also.
No,
Phil's got 1,200.
I think, didn't Phil have 400 before? Shouldn't Phil have 1,200? Or am
Phil's got 1,200.
Okay.
Wait, I definitely have more than 1,600 because I got a 1,000 and a 600 and then some of the 200s as well. So
no, we didn't allow the 600 because you didn't phrase it as a question.
Yeah, what? That's true.
What was the 600 one?
You didn't phrase it as a question.
It was the Eastern. Chat. It was Whisper Liner and it was
that wasn't me.
No, that was that was the Walter Varney question when you said, I think it was Continental and United.
That was not three holers for 600.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Cornucopia for 600, I believe.
No, it was
Cornucopia for 1,000.
Okay. So before we move forward, what's our scores?
Guys, who is supposed to be keeping score here?
Rob.
I thought it was Fish.
No,
Fish is the judge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Rob. I think,
nobody wants to be doing math.
Okay, we're tied. It's a three-way tie. Keep going.
You have control of the board.
No, I had control of the board, Binet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Henry.
Okay, well, actually, hold on. I'll keep score from now on, but what scores are we going from?
Who knows?
I know that...
I believe it was Brett 26, Phil had 12, and Henry had 15.
Okay, so someone say that to me again. Brett has 2,600. Henry has what?
Henry has 16, and Phil had 12.
Okay, Phil has. Okay, now I have this in Excel, so we can get going here.
So this is Henry, and I'll take liveries for 400, please.
Speedbird.
Terrain.
I think that was Phil first.
What is British Airways?
That's correct, Phil. You have the ward.
All right, I'll take liveries for 1,000.
Oryx.
I'm sorry, Binet, what?
Oryx. O-R-Y-X. Anyone?
Not Will. 1,000.
The answer, the question was, what is Qatar Airways?
That's what they call that?
Yes.
That is the animal on the tail. That is the name of their in-flight magazine. That is the name of their IFE.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Wow, that's a tough one.
I guess that's back to me.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll take liveries for 800.
Crane in the Sun. That would be Phil.
What is Jal?
I'm sorry, Phil, that's incorrect. The next one I heard was Henry.
Crane in the Sun. Wow, I was going to say Jal also.
Eh. Brett, would you like to take a shot?
I don't want to lose that much.
What is Lufthansa's livery?
That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
So do both Henry and Phil lose $800 here?
Yes, they do.
Yep. Okay.
And Fish wins big time on that one.
All right, next.
Everyone got it wrong, so I still go. Yes. Close out liveries for 600.
Okay. Hockey stick. That would be Brett Snyder.
What is Eastern Airlines?
You are correct, Brett.
A lot of Eastern love so far in this here.
Would you like to pick another category or continue editorializing?
I'd like to editorialize. Thank you. I will take Shut It Binet for 1,000, please.
I'm like a true whiner.
You don't have enough money to do that, Brett.
I don't think I
Thank you. Thank you. Pick
right.
a category, Brett.
Let's do history for 1,000.
Okay, I'll do this just because I don't think it works if it is. The answer is March 31st, 1974. That's Henry.
That was Henry. Yep.
What was the date of the Turkish Airlines DC-10 crash in Paris?
Wow, that was obscure.
Yeah.
Wrong, well, but obscure.
I believe Henry was the only one alive then, so.
Well, and Rob, of course.
Oh. No, I meant of the contestants. Okay. I'm going to pay for that.
Wow. We need to go to Long Beach, Benet.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Can I get an answer?
No. March 31st, 74.
Oh, that's right. Nobody else can hear us anyway, can they?
Well, no. They will on the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be on the podcast. Right. Okay.
So what's the answer?
You do I get us. To go again?
Can anybody guess? If they're only three contestants, right?
Dan, can you give us the answer, please?
Wait. Was it the date DFW opened?
Nope. The correct answer was, when was British Airways created?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's me again, right?
Yes, it is.
History for 800.
The answer is midnight, January 19th, 1991.
Terrain.
I believe that was Brett.
Yeah, what was the day Eastern shut down?
That is correct.
I just need to keep guessing Eastern. This is great.
Go ahead, Brett.
I got to wait for the board to come back up here. There we go. History for 600.
The answer is December 1st, 2001, Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe that it's Brett who got it first.
What the hell? Is that the date that National shut down?
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
National would have been 1980.
No, not that National.
No, National 2.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe Henry was next, if you want to still take a jab at that, Henry.
No.
Phil, you want to take a shot?
No, I'll pass.
All right, the correct answer was, when was the last scheduled TWA flight?
Oh.
Henry. Oh, Henry.
How did Henry not get that one?
Okay, Brett, you still have control of the board.
I guess so. Let's
just clean up history, please. Please.
Yeah, what's with the history questions?
Okay, the answer is, and I think everyone in present company should get this one, October 29th, 2008.
Dan's birthday. Oh, sorry.
October 29th. It was 2007.
Anyone?
You people are killing me.
The recent dates are the toughest ones.
Dudes, come on. Okay, time's up.
All right, the correct answer was, what is the date of the Delta-Northwest merger?
Oh.
Goodness. Okay. Brett, you still have control of the board, miraculously.
This is great. How about airport names for 1,000?
Okay. From where New York's Idlewild Airport derived its name?
If Phil doesn't get this one, as founder of NYC Aviation.
Yes, I will mock you, Phil. What is the answer?
It comes from James
Idlewild. Jeopardy form.
Who is James Idlewild, who invented the cardboard milk container?
I'm sorry, Phil. That's incorrect. This is going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Wow,
but anyone,
bad.
Henry or Brett?
I was going to say it came from a president, but I guess I'm a little late.
Was it the marshes, the Idlewild Marsh or something like that?
I'm sorry, no. It was named after the golf course that was closed to build the airport. Sorry, gentlemen.
Now, if you had listened to the Airplane Geeks podcast, specifically the history section, you would have heard that this year.
And David, who does do the history section?
Didn't NYC Aviation write the 50th birthday of JFK Airport?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Wow, Phil, you're going to hear it for the rest of your life. And again, I cannot believe it, but Brett still has control of the board.
Do I do a quick score update just so everyone knows where they stand?
No, it's too painful. Brett has all the money.
Brett,
Airport names for 800.
EGLL is more commonly known as
terrain.
You didn't even let Brett finish.
All I heard was EGLL. Did I need more than that?
Brett, what's the answer? What's the question?
What is London Heathrow?
That is correct, Brett. Please continue.
All right, answer.
That was for 800, right?
Yes. That was.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah, it was. 600 for airport names.
This airport's slogan is Fly Sucks.
Terrain.
Brett.
What is Sioux City?
And I have the t-shirt, kids. That's correct, Brett. Go ahead.
Let's close out airport names there with the, what is it, 400, right?
That's correct.
I'm just waiting.
Orlando, MCO.
Oh, thank God. Someone who
that
isn't
would
Brett.
Be Henry?
Yes. What is McCoy? It was originally McCoy Air Base. So what
that
was McCoy
correct.
Air Base?
Okay, Henry, congratulations. You are back in positive territory.
Okay. Oh, we have three answers left in cornucopia, Henry.
Wait, hold on. Just a question. It's not still called McCoy, is it?
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. No. It's Orlando International.
That's what I thought. Just checking.
Okay.
Thank you. Henry.
All right, so let's go for cornucopia for 800, please.
This is the only airline to be able to completely fly around the world.
Terrain.
Brett?
What is Air New Zealand?
That's correct. Fix! Fix! Yeah, Brett, that, please that. Continue.
I can't help it. I was just there.
Yeah, the media junket.
So?
Haters want to hate, Brett. Go ahead.
That's fine. Cornucopia for 600.
Okay, my 600's not showing up, Dan. Could you go ahead?
Yes. Dan sucks at PowerPoint, apparently. Oh, really? Did I really not link to that? I am sorry. Hold on one second.
Does this get edited later?
Nope. God, I hope so. Okay.
Easier if I just picked 400?
No. We're getting there. Okay. Benet, do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. The answer is NW06US and A32214 is famous for this event.
Sorry, what?
Sorry. N106US and A320-214 is famous for this event.
Terrain.
Yes, Brett.
What is landing on the Hudson River?
That's correct.
Okay.
Last one. 400.
Last one. Cornucopia for 400. The liveries of these three airlines have been painted on the Concorde.
I think I heard
That would be first. Henry.
Right. I thought I heard Windshear.
Yeah. Phil, I think yours...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right.
Can yours not turn up anymore, Phil?
What's that?
Can yours not be turned up any higher?
Yeah, it can.
It kind of doesn't matter. It was the last question.
Oh, it's okay.
So who's going, guys?
That's me. What is British Airways, Air France, and Singapore Airlines?
That is correct, and we are done with regular Jeopardy.
Okay, and I'm going to get your totals in a second. Okay.
Thank you.
After a grueling round of Jeopardy, we have Brett with 6,200, Henry with 200, and Phil with 1,200.
Okay. gentlemen, can I ask you to make your bets for Final Jeopardy, please?
How do we do that? Do we just tell you, or what do you...
just tell us.
Well, first you tell the category.
Oh, yeah.
Airlines.
And more specifically, cornucopia.
The Final Jeopardy topic is airline CEOs.
Thank you. Okay, Brett, how much are you betting?
Do we get to keep this money?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
in your
own mind.
Yeah. So what was it? He has 1,200, right?
Yeah, you have 6,200.
I have 6,200. So you can get 24. So 3,799.
Okay.
That's fine. Henry?
Oh, I'll bet $199.
And Phil.
How about 500?
Still stinging after that Idlewild question.
Okay, so I think we know who's I think Brett can only win mathematically speaking, but
here is your final Jeopardy answer. This airline CEO had nothing in this manual supersedes common sense printed on every page of his airline's customer service manual. Ding, 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 ding.
25 seconds on the clock.
Boom, boom. Thank you.
So far, that's the best part of this whole game.
All right. We're
so
going
how are
to
we
start
doing this?
Off with Henry because he had the lowest amount. Henry?
Wait. If he gives the answer, how do you know if he gets it right? How do you know that I.
We're not
going to
tell you who the right answer is until you all give your answers.
True.
Okay. Oh, that's right. So, Henry.
Who was C.R. Smith?
Phil, what's your answer?
I got blank.
And Brett.
I'm going to say, who is Don Burr?
Gentlemen, I'm so sorry. None of you had the correct question. The question was, who is Bob Six?
That's a tough one.
That's why they call it Final Jeopardy, kids.
Yes, sir.
Just for the record, all of these questions come out of the back. I hate it.
Came out of what?
I'm sorry, what?
Came out of your what?
All of the questions that were asked during this game came out of the back of my head, and I never looked them up. So,
oh, wow. That's impressive.
Apparently, I really have no life.
Yeah, okay. We proved it tonight.
Okay, so our final scores are Brett with $2,401, Phil with $700, and Henry with $1.
I would like to thank the Academy.
Well, I want to thank all of you for doing this. I mean, we had a couple of logistical problems, and I think the next time we do it, we should have it set up. You know, we'll be ready to go. But thank you all for this inaugural edition of Jet Party. I'd also like to thank Dan Webb for putting together this whole thing, and Max Flight, who is our logistical person. We could not have done this without you, and our contestants, Brett, Henry, and Phil for stepping in at the last minute. I also like to thank Rob for...
I didn't even do anything except sit here and look pretty.
You do it so well, Rob. Fish, thank you very much for being the judge, jury, and...
Executioner. And Dave.
And thank all of you, all of our Twitter followers, and all our fellow aviation geeks for listening to this first edition, and hopefully not last, of Jeopardy. Good night, everyone.
All right, well, if anyone would like to stick around for a little post-show fun, feel free to.
I want to stick around for let's figure out how to do the audio.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, what a disaster. I don't know. You know, we tested this out, too. We had it working a week or so ago.
So my prophecy of the thrill of victory, the agony of modern technology came through.
Yeah, it sure did.
Now, Brett, what will you do with your prize money? I hear you're working on a new lead single, or... You know, Brett, you could donate $75 by signing up for the Free Spirit credit card, so...
I could, but I'm afraid of what that will happen. Like, you get enough crap when it's, like, any credit card. I'm afraid what a Spirit credit card would send you.
Well, you could join the $9 Fair Club. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so I can fly them on their red eye to Fort Lauderdale. That's about all I can do from here.
We should do like the Aviation Price is Right. This price for a 777-300.
That wouldn't be bad, actually. That wouldn't be too bad.
I'll go for $299. Hey, yeah, Dan? Brett, you're gonna have to come back and defend your title.
That's fine.
Hey, Dan?
Yes, Rob.
Yeah, is there anything up on Ustream that explains
some of the technology that I mean, because some of those other guys have that going pretty well, or do you think it's because we had so many people involved in this?
I don't know, because it worked whenever we tested it. Yeah, so
we'll retest and we'll figure out. We'll do a post-mortem on this and figure out what.
Yeah, I guess sometime this week we'll do it.
Okay.
Are you guys still here? Cool.
Dan, you deserve a big pat on the back, and all you other guys and Fish for coming up with the questions. I think this is a hell of a cool idea, especially the way you made the board work and everything else. Maybe we didn't have 100%, but boy, it was still pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying that, but.
I agree. Thanks for putting all this together. It was fun to do.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was pretty good. I'm glad I could be a part of it. Thank you, guys.
And next time, I think we do business aviation or general aviation, so that
no one cares.
I have a chance of.
How about we do military aviation?
There we go.
Yeah, GA and military. I think that.
And David can just play all alone.
I'm so out.
Yeah, Brett, how would you do for military Jeopardy?
I would suck. I can identify the C-17 since it's fly over my house. That's about as good as I go.
Okay, gentlemen, here's your final Jeopardy question for the evening.
Okay.
Name the first soloist in the United States of America. Name the first person to solo in the United States of America.
Sounds like a trick question.
Anyone?
No, wasn't
Orville Wright?
Could that be Orville Wright?
Yeah.
Yes. Brett knows it all.
Hey, did you guys know that Orville Wright actually subscribed to Aviation Daily?
What?
From the grave.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
I'm sorry, what? What did you say tonight?
I said Orville Wright used to subscribe to Aviation Daily.
That thing's been around that long?
It has.
It started when, Vinay? In the 30s?
Yes, it did. It started in the 30s.
I think next time you guys got to get Brian Lusk on here.
Yeah. We got a few people who want to play now.
We have quite a number of people.
Yeah, well, because Marty St. George wants to play.
Oh, he wanted to play, but he couldn't because of the cutover this weekend.
I think he needs to get his priorities straight.
Well, he was on Ustream, so clearly everything's going well enough.
Yeah, I know Daniel Shears wants to do it. Jeffrey Ward, Savvy Navigator on Twitter. John Astrower still wants to do it.
So Brett will come back as our reigning champion, right?
Of course.
Yeah, maybe what we can do is run three of these and then bring back the three winners. It's sort of a face-off.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then we get some other experts, some GA or some military, and then they can kick Brett's butt.
Yeah.
Hell, if it's GA and military, that's boring.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hey, I have to agree with Brett.
Rob, you and I got to stick together on this one.
I think so. Those young whippersnappers.
Or more the point, we should get power plants in there, and then we have another ally. Max.
Yeah. I heard Bene make a comment there. What was that comment again, young lady?
Which one?
No, you just said something when somebody said it was boring. You didn't agree.
Oh, I was actually agreeing with Brett that military aviation is boring. And I'm an Air Force brat.
Yeah. You're just not into thumping, throbbing.
No. My dad was deputy base commander at Edwards Air Force Base. And if that's not going to work for me, nothing will. Oh, and Fish, are you still on?
He left.
No, he left.
Oh, because I would love for him to do a startup airline category.
Oh,
that's clever.
Oh, yeah.
Can we have a category where every answer is Alitalia?
Just like when we had every answer was Eastern. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have some very unique questions, like which airline had to sell off a fine art collection?
Alitalia.
Brandon?
Well, I was going to say that could have been Braniff.
Yeah, I said Braniff.
True. Okay, fine. Which Italian state carrier?
Jeez. How many Italian state carriers are there?
You really could have a worst airline ever category where, like, one is Alitalia, one's, like, Aerolíneas Argentinas.
Oh, can we put
American?
Can we put Bubbleflot on there?
Aeroflot? Yeah, sure.
No, Bubbleflot.
Air South.
Oh, Air South.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. And there's so many.
There are.
We could set up some categories, you know, and then have listeners and our readers and so forth submit questions in those categories. That might be fun.
That's a good idea.
That is an excellent airline.
Dumb airline names, like the fact that there's an Air Atlanta for a carrier based in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about Air Gumbo down there in the swamp?
Air Gumbo.
There really is.
You haven't heard of that one?
Oh, I have. They've been trying to do something for years.
Actually, yeah, we could have airlines that keep trying but won't get there. So, like, every edge could be family airlines.
What is Family Air?
I have more than 300 comments on that.
Once their executives hopped on, it just never got old.
You guys are very strange.
I would enjoy contributing to question if you guys ever want.
Yeah, that's a good point. What's the point?
Guys, I have to sign off. I'm on an early flight.
Yeah, in fact, I've got to go too, guys.
Yep, okay. Me too.
All right.
Hey, Max,
nice job, buddy.
Yes, thank you
all.
Well, audio would have been nice. Okay, so that's it. Our first Jeopardy game was kind of a disappointment since we couldn't get the audio going into the Ustream feed. Sincere apologies to all the folks who were on Ustream trying to witness the game real time. Really, thanks for putting up with us. I know it's very difficult, and it really wasn't a very satisfying experience, I'm sure, without the audio. But we're committed to figuring out what the problem was. We'll get it straightened out. It's something we can fix. We're going to, because everyone involved in this is really excited about getting this right and doing it again. It was a lot of fun. The contestants had a great time, and we look forward to doing this again in the future. So thanks to our three contestants, Henry Hardevelt from Forrester Research, Phil Derner from nycaviation.com, and Brett Snyder, the Cranky Flyer, and also the Cranky Concierge. Thanks to Benet Wilson from Aviation Week for being the game show host, and to Steve Frischling for providing us with the Jeopardy answers. Visit us at airplanegeeks.com for show notes and listener comments. You can also send us email. That's to thegeeks@airplanegeeks.com. You can also leave a voicemail message on our listener line. That's 361-GEEKS01, which is also 361-433-5701. And be sure to follow us on Twitter @airplanegeeks. Join us again next week as we talk aviation on the Airplane Geeks podcast. Bye, everybody.
Hey, Max, real quick before I log off here, you should see if you can get Court to come on and be a contestant.
Yeah, you hear that, Courtney? I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I think that's an outstanding idea.
Yeah, if you can get him, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
And the other thing, I believe the next time I come in, that'll be my fifth appearance here, so I want my green jacket.
It'll be in the mail. Don't worry.
Wait a minute. Won't it be? Oh, no, it'll only be my fourth. Damn!
Ah.